Passage B. Social Justice, Nature, and His Symphonies. While in Vienna, Beethoven gave piano lessons and was becoming a popular and successful composer. The French Revolution of 1789 was raging at the time, and many people were dying in that awful war. A French general named Napoleon defeated France's enemies and inspired Beethoven with ideas of freedom and equality. When Napoleon declared himself emperor, Beethoven was furious and decided not to dedicate his Third Symphony to this dictator. This symphony is also called the Eroica Symphony. Eroica means heroic. With just four little notes, Beethoven was able to create his most famous work, Symphony No. 5. This heroic piece is recognized and performed all over the world. Symphony No. 6 was inspired by the beauty Beethoven saw in nature. He would often go on long walks in the countryside. He was one of the first composers to give a name to each movement of his symphony. These titles would help the listener imagine a scene as the music played. This symphony is also called the Pastoral Symphony. Pastoral means a simple country life. Here are the titles for each movement of his 6th Pastoral Symphony. Awakening of cheerful feelings upon arrival in the country. Scene by the brook. Merrymaking of country folk. Thunderstorm. Song of the shepherds. Joy and gratitude after the storm. Symphony No. 9 was written when Beethoven was completely deaf. The last movement is based on a poem Beethoven loved, Ode to Joy. This poem speaks of the brotherhood of man. Beethoven used a chorus of singers with this work. No one before him had ever dared break the rules of composition by adding singers to a symphony. By the time Beethoven was 28, he began to notice a hearing loss. At first, it was slight. He couldn't hear the church bells ringing in the distance. As he got older, his hearing loss worsened. By the time he was 50, he was completely deaf. How sad and strange that one of the world's greatest composers could not hear his own music. Even more amazing is that he wrote some of the world's greatest music even though he could not hear a note of it. Beethoven's violent temper and moodiness can be blamed in part of his hearing loss. He was so angry and sad over his deafness that he thought of killing himself. He even wrote a suicide note to his brother explaining why he was going to kill himself. Thankfully, he didn't go through with it. He would learn to cope with his handicap and would go on to write some of the world's greatest music. To hear sounds, Beethoven cut off the legs of his piano and placed the instrument on the floor. He did this to feel the vibrations on the floor when he played. Beethoven wrote lots of piano music. Listen to the Moonlight Sonata to get a musical idea of how sad Beethoven must have felt over his deafness. Listen to Bagatelle in G minor to hear his fiery passion.